in the center town overlay for this amendment, it's required to have on the ground floor a prerequisite to be usable floor area to be retail or commercial. You wouldn't qualify it any other way to not have park. If it's parking or residential, that wouldn't work. So that the special land use kind of dictates what's on the ground floor, what's allowed to be on the upper floors. So again, it's kind of like you're looking at the existing pattern of development in the center town overlay. It's kind of in a compact urban form, dense, not exactly like downtown, but very similar. And that's what this ordinance amendments will achieve. And furthermore, I know there was some concern about parking in the over on the underlying zoning district, neighborhood mixed use. New parking facilities must be located in the rear or of the building. So the building itself, the orientation, the framework of the ordinance is already in place. This just kind of enhances that and will pretty much guarantee, actually will guarantee that the ground floor retail commercial uses will be there. And if they want to be able to achieve a residential above and short-term rental.
So if you had a building,
mm-hmm.
could somebody build commercial on the face and have inside parking behind it?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's all I care about.
That's all, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Mike, is that?
Any answers are you satisfied? Question? Yes.
Okay. Karen?
Questions?
No, I have no further questions either. I appreciate all the work that went into this by all the different parties, and I think that we are going to move forward with a larger center town study to work through issues and possibly create opportunities all down that corridor. But I understand that